MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 9, 2025. Beverly is considering changes to its floodplain zoning, and a finalist for the Gloucester High School principal's job will be visiting on Monday. Afternoon rain, near 50, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 10:06 a.m. and 10:26 p.m. Michael McHugh is reporting in the Salem News. The city of Beverly is considering changes to its floodplain overlay district ordinance that, among other things, would add 65 new parcels to the district to keep the city in compliance with the National Flood Insurance Program. The program is managed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and provides federally backed affordable insurance for property owners in flood-prone areas while supporting flood hazard mitigation. Participation in the program requires municipalities to adopt floodplain management regulations. FEMA is giving cities and towns until July 8 to make amendments that conform with its latest updated regulations. In the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman writes a finalist to succeed Gloucester High School principal James Cook as he plans to step back into the classroom this fall has been identified and will visit the school and meet families on Monday, according to Superintendent Ben Lummis. Lummis aide John Perella emerged as a finalist identified by the search committee to be the school's next principal. In an email to families, Lummis said Perella plans to visit Gloucester High School on Monday, May 12, to meet with staff, students, and families and be interviewed by the finalist interview team. Lummis told families the next step is essential in determining whether Perella will be appointed to fill the role. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
The Gloucester Fire Department is in good health overall, according to Chief Eric Smith, but it could always use more hands.
We're good. We're struggling from time to time with it, but we're in the process right now where we put out the hiring for three, and unfortunately only got two that have made it through the process, so we still have one vacancy that we're looking to fill. We're going to be putting that out pretty soon, but we got two that are in the pipeline right now, going through the process to become eligible for employment and get them in the academy. Otherwise, we got a lot of new folks that are in paramedic school currently, graduated already from the fire academy, some recent promotions. We got a handful of temporary promotions because we unfortunately got some senior folks and some officers that are out broken from working hard on the job, and it'll be a bit till they're back. So while they're longer term absences, we'll bump people up that can fill those roles and take on those responsibilities and make sure all of that work is still getting done. And when you call and you're looking for the expert in XYZ, we have somebody that's taken that responsibility on and owns it, and we'll handle it. So, it's always tricky. If money was no object, I think we'd still be struggling because, there's not as many people taking the exam to do this work. Policing is down. It's a different environment, a bit of a different world. Everybody wants to be a YouTuber and make millions of dollars, and that's just not reality for most. This is a great job. I mean, everybody that's ever done it or has been involved in it loves it. You fall in love with this job pretty easily, even if it wasn't something that was right at the top of your list. Everybody that says, I thought about it and I jumped in, and then they fall in love with it because, what's not to like? You're out helping people every day. The job is usually a little bit different every day, call to call. I mean, obviously they're similar, but it's different people all the time. And, so you work with a bunch of dedicated, caring people, and it's just super super rewarding. So anybody that's thinking about it, if you see us, you know, putting out the notice that we're hiring, you know, get out. If you have any thought about this job at all, come see me, talk to me, and I can put you on the path of what it takes to make yourself eligible, number one, and then, you know, what the job's about, to see if maybe it's something that people would be interested in. But we're definitely, and we're gonna have a lot of turnover in the next probably 2-3 years. We're at that point, you know, you kind of go through those phases where people are hitting that retirement age, and some go right away, some might go early, some might go late. But we probably got, you know, a dozen or more probably retiring in the next couple of years. So there's going to be some opportunity, you know, for local folks to jump into the fire department and come in and be part of the team. We're looking forward to it.
That's Gloucester Fire Department Chief Eric Smith. And Isaac Green reports on itemlive.com, a long vacant, overgrown stretch of Lynn's southern waterfront could soon become home to 850 new housing units, 26,000 square feet of retail space, and an 8-acre public park, as city officials and developers move closer to realizing the vision laid out in Lynn's waterfront planning over the past few decades. During a public information session Thursday hosted by SEB Lynn Harbor LLC, representatives from Samuels & Associates, city agencies, and consulting firms presented detailed plans and environmental findings for the South Harbor redevelopment project at 830 Linway. The Zoom meeting was held as part of the state's environmental review process under the Massachusetts Environmental Policy. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell, in North Shore High School sports baseball, Peabody shut out Marblehead 9-0 yesterday behind the 6-inning shutout pitching of Max Sylvia. Michael Murphy led the Tanners at the plate with 3 hits. 2 of those were doubles. Peabody now has a record of 10-3. Hamilton-Wenham blank Rockport 10-0 as the Generals no-hit the Vikings. It was a combined perfect game with Cormac Heaney retiring 15 batters and Griffin Hawley coming in to get the final out in the 5-inning perfect game. St. John's Prep Lacrosse continues to win. Yesterday, the Eagles beat St. John's of Shrewsbury 18-3 to improve to a record of 13-1. It was Swampscott 8, Peabody 2. Chase Russo had 2 goals and 2 assists. Timmy Sheehan made 11 saves in net for the Big Blue. Manchester Essex beat Hamilton Wenham 18-6, with Jack McCavanaugh netting 4 goals along with 2 assists. Aaron Crompton made 9 saves in goal. The nationally ranked Endicott baseball team has reached the championship game of the Conference of New England's playoffs. Yesterday they beat Nichols 13-3, and on Sunday morning the Gulls will meet the winner of Saturday's Nichols versus Hartford winner-take-all semifinal matchup. The Pentucket softball team is 13-0 now. The team features many top players, with Kayla Murphy sporting a career .445 batting average with 15 home runs. On the mound, 4-year starter pitcher Molly LaBelle will likely finish her career with over 700 strikeouts for the Panthers. The Red Sox wrapped up a series with the White Sox yesterday afternoon at Fenway with a 5-0 win. Red Sox open a weekend series tonight in Kansas City against the Royals. The Celtics resume their second-round NBA series with the Knicks tomorrow afternoon in New York. Celtics trail 2-0 in the series. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.